If there's one reason to go home and snuggle with your pet, it's to calm down after a long drive home, right? I mean, I bet a lot of us rant while we're sitting in traffic. We bring you one of those rants right now, minus the expletives. Don Smith is the acting senior producer of our show, and he has a thing or two to say about Atlanta's roadways. It's time to open the gripe bag.
I don't like things now compared to the way they used to be.
You know what really grinds my gears?
All this progress. Phooey!
Will you please tell me why?
That's the way it was and we liked it.
Get off my lawn!
Much can be said about Atlanta's roads and streets and sidewalks, but the FCC takes a dim view of many words that apply, so I will mind my manners, if not my malice. First of all, why are developers and deliverers favored over mere drivers? How often does traffic where you are start slowing inexplicably and people start trying to wedge their cars into your lane because a delivery truck is parked in the street when there is a driveway or a parking lot adjacent to the addressee that would solve the choking problem? And the numberless construction projects that erupt without warning and are perfectly happy to park their cement mixers or cinder block transporters in the street when there's plenty of space on the building site. And how about advance notice of when these projects are going to start so you can at least try to find a better route to work? Any of you who have endured the Northside Drive improvement curse know what I'm talking about. I expect to see a notice of completion on that site one day before the second coming. And the City Council's recent decision to permit closing of streets around underground looks a lot more like a favor to the developer than a benefit to citizens. Fewer open streets, right. You also wonder about the imposition of what is euphemistically termed traffic calming. I know on my own street I was not aware of any traffic hysteria, and the construction of little islands in the middle of the street, where once there were multiple lanes, only means access to turn lanes is shorter. I guess stop traffic is, by definition, calmer than moving cars. Drivers, on the other hand? If the idea were to mark lanes more clearly, much narrower little planters would do just fine. But width is apparently seductive to traffic engineers. It makes them steal even more land for a planter from one yard than was needed for an adjacent sidewalk. If you want to see just how effective much of our street planning is, you should have been on Peachtree near Pershing Point a few months ago. There were two signs on adjacent posts pointing directly at each other. Each read, "Detour." But that's probably what you'd expect in the vicinity where work on a sidewalk by the bridge near the Amtrak station seems to have gone on since the days of steam power. That project also raises the orange traffic cone question. Why do those cones block lanes so far before the actual work begins? How hard would it be to move the cones as the work progresses, rather than erect them as if every day is the last? And why, fellow citizens, should police and administration vehicles not on an emergency call be permitted to use lights and sirens to escape the frustration and gridlock and jams that drive the rest of us nuts? That's a topic for another day, when I hope we can discuss the piratical monetization of parking and traffic fines. It's in the file marked, "Rank Has Its Privileges Indeed."
Don Smith is acting senior producer for On Second Thought. If you want to gripe about traffic wherever you live, or maybe brag that it's not so bad in Griffin, call us at 404-500-9457.
By curiosity running wild, cruising and playing the radio, with no particular place to go, riding along in my automobile.